It's always good to be back. I mean, it's good to be gone, and it's good to be back. It's always a positive there. So it was a great time, spending time with family, getting to go back home this last week. So, and then obviously it's fun to come back. It's like I was talking with my wife before on the way in about it's like my first day of school. So it's fun to see everyone. Got some new faces, and it's good to see everyone back together. And there's always a lot of energy day one and excitement. And so hopefully we can just work hard this offseason, get after it, start progressing towards week one.
For you personally, is it good to have kind of a, quote, normal offseason?
It was great. We had some withdrawals from the trainers, which was awesome. I took about probably a month or two of not coming into this building. So that was the first time in a couple of years that that happened, which was great for me physically and mentally to just kind of get away, spend time with the family, let the body re-heal from everything, just a long season and a lot of obviously rehab the last two seasons. So it's great to come in healthy. It's great to not have to worry about anything or even think about anything and go back and start working towards, like I said, another season.
Jordy, I know you're not the offensive coordinator, but do you have any sense of, with the changes at tight end, the way the backfield will, you know, is going to look a little different, you know, how this offense might change in 2017?
No, I don't. I mean, obviously we'll progress through that throughout these months. You know, the pieces we added I think are great. Obviously we lost some key guys, but that's part of the business. I mean, we talk about it every year. So this guys will have to step up and progress and continue to improve across the board, everyone. And, you know, we'll dive in here in a few weeks into the playbook and what they have in store. I know the coach has been working hard the last couple months up here through the offseason because they don't get one. And we'll see what they have in store for us, and we'll go out and perform.
Jordy, when Aaron comes in here and says, hey, I'm 33 years old, but I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life, what do you think of that, and what do you think that sets as an example from a guy who's, you know, obviously everyone looks up to?
I mean, it is an example. He does that every week. If it's obviously the way he's taking care of his body, the way he prepares each week, the way he performs. So when you have your top guys that way, everyone else is trying to get on that level. So obviously he understands. I think all of us do as we get older. The little things matter. If it's what you eat, what you drink, what you do, all that stuff. So everyone wants to be in this game as long as possible. You don't know when it will be. And I think he knows, I mean, we're all kind of, some of us older guys are getting to that opportunity or that situation. So everyone's trying to get to that point to where they can prolong it as long as possible. But not just to prolong to be in the league, but to still perform at a very high level. So it's great to see. I talked to him the other day about it, and he said he feels great. So we'll make sure we're all trying to get to that level.
How excited are you to bring, like, the dynamic of Martellus and Lance to your pass catcher group?
It's going to be fun. It's... Martellus and I were just talking about as we were doing some workouts and checking in today, and he's excited just as we are. When you can get as many threats on the field, and we've talked about it before, to space it out, to make the defense worry about different situations, different positions on the field, it causes problems. And what it does is allows us to create great matchups, and we're all looking forward to that.
Jordy, how will you spend the next week during the draft? Will you pay attention to it? Will you watch it?
Depends on what my family has scheduled. I'll pay attention just because, I mean, it's our team, and it's always intriguing to see who we end up picking. I probably won't have it on watching every pick. I am a sports fan, so I'll probably check the phone every once in a while to see who goes where and what's going on. So it's a fun time, and honestly it takes you back to when you got your name called and the experience that was, and now it's 10 years later, so hard to believe.
Hey, Jordy, I remember Tom Silverstein and I were talking to you in the locker room about midway through last year. We were talking about how guys, when they come off the ACL, always say it's the year after they come back. And you said, you know, we'll let you know how this year goes first. As good a year as you had, is there some excitement, though, to see what maybe, you know, the next year is, if that old adage is indeed true?
It is, and I think a lot of that is what I'll be able to do this offseason. I'm a guy who needs practice. I truly believe that. I need practice. I want to practice. That's why it's probably one of the most exciting things for me was last year during the season I didn't miss a practice. It allowed me to, you know, continue to fine-tune throughout the season. I think we saw how that progressed as well. So when we were doing our physicals, I was talking to Doc. It's like it's fun. You know, like I said, don't have to worry about anything. You know, when we go work out these next couple of weeks, I'll be doing everything. When we go to IPWs and OTAs, there won't be anything to hold me back. So that's an exciting part, which will then allow just me to be fine-tuned for week one and progress from there. So, again, it's still a wait and see. I think every year from now on is going to be that way, and we'll see how long we make it.
How about the ribs? Is that all 100% good, or I'm not sure of the healing process?
Yeah, they're great. Like I said, I didn't do anything for at least a month, so just allow that to take its course, and they don't bother me anymore, so everything's great.
I know I learned last year on a sour note, but do you look back on what you did in that game and what you fought through with any sort of pride or anything? Is that what you're judging?
Well, it's hard to get people to believe that I was not in that much pain. So, again, our equipment staff did a great job of putting something together to protect myself. A lot of wrong information was put out there on what I was wearing, but they did a great job of creating something similar to just the flak jackets that quarterbacks wear, but to protect me. And then Doc did a great job of making sure I was prepared to be able to handle anything I was going to be able to, you know, getting hit out there. So, and then I think by having that prepared and experiencing that throughout the week before, it allowed me to go out and play with confidence. And then obviously the first hit was the unknown. And after that, I was very thankful that it happened right away. And I was good to go from there. So, but honestly, I don't think anything I did was that crazy. So,
every season obviously ends differently, but the way this one ended, how close you guys were to getting where, you know, the ultimate goal is there any carryover, and what impact do you think that could have as you guys get back together?
I think there's experience. I think you always can take it, good or bad. There's always that experience that we can take in you know, how quick it can end, how well you had to play all the way through, how nice it'd be to have that game in Lambeau Field instead of in a dome. And but at the same time, the year we won the Super Bowl, we went into Atlanta and kind of a very similar team that Atlanta had then and now and handled it just fine. So you got to be healthy. I think we got banged up at that time. It was actually kind of scary to see how we came out of that game and what would have happened if we would have had to play in 2 weeks. So it's one of those things. So but you can everyone individually will be able to take different things from it, and that's what will hopefully carry us forward.